Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Understanding that this may have been caused by a surface-to-air missile strike is compounding, and that my thoughts instantly went to how much harder this must make it for those families who are experiencing just a terrible amount of grief right now.
All right, that is once again the Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Trudeau, and of course the reverb in light of what has happened to that jetliner that was apparently now shot down shortly after it took off from Tehran, has, as he said in his words, it got to be that much harder for the families once they heard what happened. So the planes that decided to stay up in the air, shocking to some because there were warnings, and so the question of why looms large. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good tail end of the week. Certainly much better than for these families of those that were lost in that crash. There were 179 people on board. You know, Lufthansa, Turkish Airways, Qatar Air, Aeroflot was also, they were flying out of Tehran. The FAA, our Federal Aviation Administration, issued a warning and directive telling American pilots not to fly because of the missiles and the tension that had happened, obviously. So that was heeded by American pilots, but not by others, not by these international carriers. So the Ukrainian jet falls into that category, and it was, of course, knocked out of the sky is what it looks like, pretty obviously. The Americans have been invited to come and help in the investigation, although most of that site has apparently been cleaned up, but the National Transportation Safety Board would certainly go there and look at the extensive damage and review the satellite footage, all that kind of stuff. But it was likely brought down by the missile, and the destruction of the airliner carried 63 Canadians, and unintentional, that's what Trudeau said, it might have been unintentional that they had intelligence from multiple sources, including allies and their own intelligence, that the evidence shows that the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. There is some video of it. Somebody had a cell phone up, or they were shooting it, so you could see it. A very strange to kind of look at it poof out of the sky. But this flight to Kiev from Tehran crashed hours after Iran fired ballistic missiles at two U.S. military bases in Iraq. So the Iranians were on high alert for a U.S. military response, and they said they're not going to, the Canadians said they're not going to rest until they had closure, transparency, accountability, and justice. That's the words that he used. But you look at the satellite data, according to U.S. agencies, and in Washington, they're concluding with a pretty high degree of certainty that anti-aircraft missiles brought down that plane. It was being tracked by Iranian radar. But they do say that they thought it was downed by mistake. But again, tell that to the families. Iran denied that the airline, or the flight, the airliner had been hit by a missile. And the initial report issued by Iran's Civil Aviation Organization on Thursday said the three-year-old plane, which had its last scheduled maintenance on Monday, encountered a technical problem shortly after takeoff and started to head toward a nearby airport before it crashed. I remember we were on the air, and that's the official thing that was put out. But it's a tragic thing. And this in the middle of everything that's happening with the U.S. and Iran since the killing of Soleimani. And, of course, on the Hill, there's arguments as to what the president should be allowed to do. And in the House, they passed a resolution aimed at restraining the president's actions and reactions to Iran. The War Powers Resolution, by the way, is not binding on the president and would not require a signature. But Speaker of House, the House Speaker, rather, Nancy Pelosi, insisted that it has teeth because it's a statement of the Congress of the United States and says that the measure, which was voted on, would protect American lives and values by limiting military actions, and that she added that the administration must de-escalate and must prevent further violence. The House passed it 224 to 194. Only three Republicans, along with the lone independent, joined the Democrats in supporting the measure. So who are the Republicans? Both from Florida, and Thomas Massey from Kentucky decided to break ranks. But in the Senate, they're talking about another kind of limitation, something else that would be similar, but just a tad different from the War Powers measure. So they're also talking about the same thing. So the House vote comes on the heels of the president briefing lawmakers, or the administration briefing lawmakers, on the actions in Iran. There was the meetings to brief everybody. But Democrats and some Republicans called the briefings inadequate, saying that they didn't provide enough detail about why the attack was justified. Vice President Mike Pence said that on Thursday that Soleimani was traveling the region to make plans to bring an attack against American personnel and American forces in Iraq, specifically the embassy, and said it wasn't possible to share full details of the intelligence with lawmakers, saying that we have to protect sources and methods. There's only a certain amount that we can share with every member of Congress. So this is an argument, I think, that's going to continue. And listen, can the president, because of something the Supreme Court said in the ruled on in the 80s, can the president do what he's doing? And the answer is, you know, he can. But some in Congress are saying they have a constitutional responsibility to uphold authority and authorizing, rather, the use of military force, and that they want concrete, specific details on strategy. So, you know, listen, the War Powers role has pretty much eroded since 2001, when we were fighting terrorism after 9/11, and there was the passage of the authorization for use of military force. So there will be more fallout, you can bet, on what's happening with Iran, what our response is. I mean, that's going to continue, because in the meantime, they have to decide, or at least Nancy Pelosi has to decide, when she's going to send the articles of impeachment to Mitch McConnell and the Senate. And she's saying soon, but being vague on when that soon is. And we're getting close to some presidential primaries, etc., that are coming up. So this could be pretty tangled here through January and February, but what else is new? Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Of We Can Count. Boy, there are a lot of things that we can count this time around, including we can count on rising health care costs. That infuriates everybody I know, but especially in California. California, by the way, could become the first state with its own prescription drug label. This is a proposal by Governor Gavin. So Gavin Newsom wants California, which has about 40 million people, to contract with the generic drug companies to make prescription medications on its behalf so they could sell them to the public. The goal, according to the governor's office, is to lower prices by increasing competition in the generic market. Well, I will say this. If it works, Democrat or Republican or whoever, I bet you other people will jump all over this. I mean, they will. I mean, other states. State lawmakers, by the way, have to approve the plan before it can take effect. This is a part of the forthcoming budget proposal where he presents it to the state legislature on Friday. The governor's office didn't say how much the proposal would cost. The nonpartisan legislative analyst office says the state could have as much as a $7 billion surplus this year. Ooh, that's interesting, huh? We move from healthcare costs and generics that the state will be responsible for to something interesting about the wildlife in Australia. Sewing groups are helping the wildlife recovering from the Australian fires. How are they doing that? Sewing machines are are being used to make these protective cloth pouches for the young kangaroos and others, as well as bat wraps that rescue volunteers can use to help the animals recover. How wild is that? I never even thought about that. So they learned about the need because of a news report out of Australia, and because of that, in Redding, California, in Northern California, they got to work and started putting together what they could sew and make for the wildlife there. Now people in other places are doing the same thing, making these protective sacks, and wow, what a great idea, coming up with the, I mean, of course, they're getting the fabric, ironing it, cutting it, sewing it, and putting the pouches together, and then sending them off. And they're making, the largest pouch, I guess, is 11 by 12 inches for young kangaroo, and the smallest bag is 4 by 7 for these things called sugar gliders. They're kind of airborne possums that kind of fly like squirrels. And then they're making koala mittens to protect the burned paws of the koalas. And they got all kinds of people involved in this, so good for them. It's more than just about giving the money. They're taking that a step, further. This is sad news, and I hate it when we hear these stories, but there's a Montana girl who is 16, who's been missing since New Year's Day, and the FBI issued an alert more than a week after she disappeared from her way home from a New Year's Eve party. Selena Shelley Fay, 16 years old, was last seen outside of a rest area off of Interstate 90 between Hardin and Billings, and she left a disabled car, apparently, walked into a field next to the rest stop, and they haven't seen her since then. And boy, they have really been covering the area to do whatever they can to put more people on this, to scour some really, really big areas. So again, her full name is Selena Shelley Fay, Not Afraid. Sad to hear any stories like that, of course. All right, let's move to more numbers, because this is We Can Count. I love this story. In fact, I think that Manshore, which would be my husband, would probably do well with this, but Taco Bell is upping the ante in its pay and benefits, offering some managers six-figure salaries and giving workers paid sick days for the first time starting January 1st, which was, just a week ago. Over a week ago, Taco Bell started offering workers in its corporate restaurants 24 hours of paid sick time a year. They never had that before, apparently. And to compete, they're offering general managers of some of these restaurants $100,000 to run the restaurants. Usually they make anywhere from $50,000 to $80,000. They're saying they want to enhance the restaurant performance and have employee satisfaction and support recruitment and retention. Because, that's what's happening. Recruitment and retention is tough anywhere, so it's tough there, too. And I say the thing about Taco Bell with Manshore because he is a huge fan. I mean, I've never seen anyone eat so many tacos, and Taco Bell is usually the place that he goes. And he's always bringing tacos home. Did you go on a taco run again? Yeah. Yeah, I went on a taco run. Go to taco run, yes. So everybody else can fight over Popeye chicken sandwiches and over other, fast food stuff. But for him, it's definitely tacos, 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 and more tacos. Here's another one for you, because we got numbers, numbers, numbers. And this is interesting. This is something I didn't know, but Justin Bieber apparently is recovering after Lyme disease. He was diagnosed with both of them. Wow, how about that? I mean, you think of the energy this kid has and all the things that have been written about Justin Bieber, and then this story comes out about Lyme disease. And I've known people who have dealt with family members with Lyme disease, and maybe that is really a zap for what it does to you. And then I guess one of the sad offshoots is this chronic mono, which we know, same thing, can be devastating as well. And but he hasn't been in the news for any bad boy behavior in a long time. And then this story breaks about that. So boy, that was interesting to see that. How about Harry and Meghan? People are talking about the Duchess of Sussex and Prince Harry because they've decided to step back from their royal roles, and meaning they're not going to go shake hands, kiss babies, go out and open whatever it is that they have to cut ribbons for. They're not going to do that. And they're saying that they're going to support themselves. They're going to balance their time between the United Kingdom and North America. The Queen was stunned and upset, apparently, about the news, didn't want them to announce it. They did it, and it infuriated her. So I'll tell you what, though. The thing that happens is, to become financially independent, they've got this thing called because the royals are publicly funded. It's called the Sovereign Grant, and it funds the monarchy, covers about 5% of the cost for the Duke and Duchess, and is used for official office expenses. So they're saying that, you know, they're going to support themselves. Wow. Forced to live on their own resources. And I just think of the cost of that lifestyle and what that would, I don't know what that would be like. According to the Sussex website, Charles Duchy of Cornwall supports 95% of Harry and Meghan's royal office costs. Harry and Meghan have their own resources too. Harry inherited a sum from his mother, her estate, Princess Diana's estate, and Meghan came into the marriage after a run as a successful actress on a television show, Suits. So whatever that adds up to, I guess they figure that that's enough, and then they'll be able to split time between North America and the UK. I mean, here's what I would think. They would have to have bodyguards and that kind of stuff. So they got all kinds of expenses. I don't know. I think what's interesting is for them to say, yeah, we're going to do this on our own. And it's kind of shocking because you're not used to seeing that, right? That everybody just kind of, they were following down that path in line with what everybody else was doing. But just another crazy shakeup, I guess, for the royals. Do you really care that much, though? Does count for numbers. Stay with us.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration hasn't made public the evidence used in the decision to kill Iran's top military commander. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that the U.S. intelligence system needs to be protected.
I'd love to release the intelligence. The reason we don't is because that same intelligence, those same streams and channels are what allow us to protect Americans going forward. So rather than have a short-term political win, release the intelligence and say, I told you so. We want to keep the American people safe going forward. So we're going to be circumspect, but everything the president has said is consistent with, and his interpretation is very consistent with the intelligence, which showed that Soleimani was plotting to kill Americans.
Puerto Rico is still trying to recover after a wave of earthquakes hit last week. Recovery efforts are slow. Thousands still have no water and no power. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So welcome to the show. She's in our virtual green room, and it probably is a green room. It might have some chocolate in it, though. Is C. Kayla Johnson, and she's written a couple books, but she's written a book called Sex and Chocolate. Transform your energy, take charge of your mind, body, and spirit, be fabulously fit. Recipes for great sex, food, and mood. Who's going to turn that down? Are you the most popular person at a party?
Sometimes, definitely.
I like that. So what made you decide, and you're very fit and you look like a very healthy person, what made you decide that you were going to write this book and put it all together?
Well, that is a great question, and thank you for asking that. This started in 2016. In kind of a little bit of a sad note, but my sister was very sick and I went to visit her in Virginia Beach and she asked me to put together a food plan for her. And, while we were in the hospital, and so I did that. It was about a 10 page, just recipes and, food, you know, just a guideline for her. And so that was actually the start of it. And I came back to LA and was talking to my partner about it. And I had been coaching him on wellness, stress, weight loss, anyway. And he said, you know, Cefela, I think that you should write a book, that you should write about what you know and what you're doing for me and what you did for your sister. So really it was actually for other people.
And, throughout the book, you talk about all kinds of things that are so interesting from, you know, again, these great recipes. Like there was a recipe for low-carb, sugar-free Irish fudge that immediately caught my attention. And, you know, you talk about sexy raw, sexy guacamole dip. We have the Super Bowl and other big events, of course, throughout the year. So it's interesting. And you talk about collagen and supplements and all of that. So it's a lifelong journey, obviously, that you've been on and that you've seen that's worked for you. How did you develop all of this?
Well, I think it started with around 2010, 2011, there was a big movement of people that really started getting into supplements, raw vegan food, vegetarian, natural healing. And I sort of became involved in that. I was basically a very healthy person, but there were a few people in my family that had some major health issues. And so I started getting into gluten-free and just, you know, some of the basics and vitamin therapy and IV therapy and all this kind of stuff. And I found that very interesting, and also, you know, that I had a very strong natural sense of just being really good at this. I always loved to cook, and I started getting extremely good at these very simple, what I would call superfood recipes, and just started becoming a, you know, part of a community. Then I moved to the East Coast, and there was a very big prevalence of people that were natural healers and that kind of thing. So I think that really kicked off the process, because I was always a very healthy person, but this kind of got me all into that whole movement. And I started learning how to heal with crystals and energetic healing, Reiki, Kundalini, all these things. And so I just started applying them actually to practical life. And I had friends that started to ask me to write and publish what I was doing. And so that kind of kicked off my first books.
And so it's interesting in just the title alone, if we just took the sex and chocolate. So you have a lot of different recipes that involve chocolate. You say that there are all kinds of chocolates right out there, and chocolate's good for you. Is that my understanding?
Yes, I think chocolate is very good. It has a lot of antioxidants, and specifically raw cacao is extraordinarily good for you. So antioxidants, actually a lot of vitamins and minerals that can give you very good energy. So some of my recipes have, you know, they deal with raw chocolate in the powder form, and you can actually buy raw chocolate. But I think also some of the dark chocolates that are maybe like 80%, you know, chocolate, natural chocolate, are very, very good for you. So part of what I evolved into in the book Sex and Chocolate is how to give people a process, how to talk about not just, you know, very raw vegan and like the really sort of very, very hard things to do, but also things that can bring you along your journey. So a good whole food, a good whole chocolate that doesn't, you know, have a lot of sugar in it, you know, it's definitely a nice progression to raw chocolate. And sometimes I think also mixing it up, what I would call almost like a flexitarian approach to food and also to meditation and fitness. I talk about a lot of different kinds of meditative things. You know, looking at art can be meditation. Listening to music can be meditation. So I talk about these aspects of ultra wellness and fitness because there's a very broad spectrum.
Oh, I so agree with that. We're talking to Cefela Johnson, and her book is Sex and Chocolate, and Transform Your Energy, Take Charge of Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. You can tell, be fabulously fit, and recipes for great sex, food, and mood. And we're talking about all kinds of things, including, as you heard Sitala say there, art can be very meditative, and I totally agree with that. Do you think that there's a disconnect in our culture because of how fast we're moving and because of, as much as I love technology, how we are so technology bound, and you go to restaurants and you see people with their head down the whole time and not talking to people around them?
Yes, absolutely, I do. I'm a big believer in technology from the standpoint I think it can be very good, but what I see is a lot of people that are very isolated, people that aren't connected and grounded into their physical body. I think that's a very huge issue, especially in the American culture. That's why I'm such an advocate for practices such as meditation, active breath work, yoga, tai chi, walking in nature. Anything that will bring you back into your physical body, just to take away, so, you know, from being, quote, in your head all the time. I think that can be very anxiety provoking for people. And I'd also like to say there was a big movement in California, especially, it's called sort of like a slow living movement, and it was actually an event I went to with Maria Shriver. She was interviewing someone, and they were, you know, talking about this aspect of the fact that life has gotten so fast, so much technology, and she was, you know, really interested and very supportive of the idea of just, you know, slowing down, actually taking the time to prepare meals, eat whole foods, interact with people. So I think definitely this is something that we need more of in our culture.
Boy, yeah, I so agree. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? The people that are listening to this all over the country that are, we've piqued their interest and they know, wow, I could get in shape and I could feel better and some of the things that we've just touched on, because there's so much more we could talk about. What do you hope they take away from reading it?
Well, I hope they get some ideas of some different things that they can do to bring wellness into their life. And I sort of, you know, there's, when I say great sex, great food, great mood, really, you know, hydration, meditation, any sort of fitness, a concentration of eating whole healthy foods, awareness in your sexuality, even if you, all you do is try to synchronize your breath, work, you know, before you make love, and just have some awareness of bringing, love to that sexuality. It can make such a big difference in your life. And I didn't really touch upon this, but I hope that it develops a sense of self-love and gratitude for people. Because I see, you know, self-love is on the front of my book. Mm-hmm. And really, I think in order to totally love other people, that you must love yourself first and treat yourself well. So I hope that they will get some ideas on how to, first of all, love themselves and treat themselves well.
Wow, perfect place to end this. We don't want to give it all away. You need to pick up this book. It is, you'll be carrying it around. It'll be dog-eared, and you will be healthier. You'll feel good. There's so many great ideas in it. Sitala Johnson, excellent. Sex and chocolate, transform your energy, take charge of your mind, body, and spirit, be fabulously fit, recipes for great sex, food, and mood. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kate.
that? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
To welcome to this show, Michael Ellis. He's written a book called A Royal Pulpit. He's perfect to have in our author's corner because, you see, 50 years he has led a ministry, and he has really had some fascinating tales to tell, and especially the reason for writing his book. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
And you know what's great is when we had this conversation off the air, I mean, you started when you were a kid. So many people don't know their path. Did you just know this was the right thing for you? Take us back to the moment when you knew.
Well, early on in my life, I've always said I wanted to be a minister, and that's all I've ever said, if I remember correctly. And I was, you know, guided by nurturing parents and in a good church. And I had a wonderful pastor and leaders who saw some interest in me. They guided me through Sunday school, through our vacation Bible school. They gave me recitations to learn. And I always stood out as a member of the choir, young people's choir. And they just knew that there was something special about me. And I just remember that time came when I felt the calling for doing an initial sermon. And I talked to my pastor about it. And he guided me through the process and to work with me and allowed me an opportunity not only to share in the ministry at the church, but to preach occasionally, to lead worship. but mostly he was a role model. So I really started out by watching him be the pastor and knowing that if this is going to be a calling, there's more to it than just preaching. It's being a model in the community, being available to people, and being a pastor who visits the hospital. So those things I did along with him. I just went with him and observed. And that was an opportunity for me to learn that this ministry was really a calling that I had, God had placed on my life, and I was moving forward with that calling.
And moving forward with the calling, it took you all over the place. I mean, listen, Boston couldn't be more different than Knoxville, and those were places where you were. What was it like going into different types of communities and different areas of the country? How did you get the lay of the land and the sense of the people? Because you have to have the people's trust to be able to do what you do and minister to them.
Exactly, and that trust had to be earned. In the north, I was in Boston, and I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and the people there were very kind and compassionate. Had a very strong church congregation of many ages, so I was able to do a lot of ministry there. And also, that's where I did my doctorate at Drew University, and I used the congregation in Knoxville as the model for developing the ministry for my doctoral program. So from there, then I went to Boston, and in Boston I had opportunity to teach at the Boston University as an adjunct professor. I earned the trust of the congregation, which was a hurting congregation when I went there. So I knew going in that it was not going to be easy, and I just had to really get them to learn and love me and trust me. And it took some time, but eventually we began to trust each other and love each other, and I was able to accomplish some ministries there by being a pastor for the congregation, for the community, and being involved with Boston University. It was a wonderful opportunity because I invited the university over to the church, and they were able to share in the ministry with me. So it was over a period of time that we learned to trust each other to be the pastor of a church there in Boston.
Yeah, I bet. And so from that experience and from the other experiences that you've had, wrapping it into a royal pulpit, what made you decide to write the book? Is it because you wanted to be able to share with people that experience and what it means to really know God?
Exactly, yes. I wanted to share with people that over these 50 years, I had learned a lot about being a minister and a pastor and a preacher, and I wanted to be able to just share with the people some of the messages I had preached over the years that had helped guide people and to develop that trust I was talking about earlier in people, because much of that trust was through pastoring and preaching that I was able to learn to trust people. They trusted me. So the royal pulpit was a honor for me to write, because I was sharing with the people that for many years, this is what has sustained me to be able to be a preacher for 50 years. And if it sustained me, then perhaps these words will sustain people in their times and their lives today.
And now you do this really important job. You're a presiding elder in Salisbury, North Carolina. And what is that? What's that like for you to do that? Because now you're mentoring, essentially. You're in a mentoring role, and you're mentoring at a time when, let's face it, a lot of people have turned away from religion and churches. So it's kind of a double-edged thing for you in trying to grow somebody into these roles, but also finding the places where they can practice, where they can preach. Tell us about that.
Well, it is an opportunity for me to mentor. You're exactly right, to mentor people as they prepare for ministry. Many of these ministers are first-time persons who have been given an opportunity. I have recommended these persons to take a congregation, and I mentor them through our development of our programs, through our conferences. I bring in experts and persons who to talk about different aspects of ministry, whether it's church growth, stewardship, bereavement, and they sustain themselves by coming to these sessions to be encouraged. And when I visit with them, they don't hesitate to share with me what they may be going through. They bounce off their troubles they may be having, and I just listen and offer guidance. And many times they have the answer. They just wanted to be able to open up and share, and I guide them and enable them to come to a conclusion. And that there's those down times when it looks like nobody wants to come and be involved. I've seen turnarounds over a period of time for those same persons who've been in these pulpits a long time, that if they stay with it over time, they see a gradual come around of people coming back to the church today. And I've seen that happen in the churches where I have been the mentor for them. And in fact, I got a text last night from one of my pastors who was reading a book. And the first sermon in the book was Facing Difficult Situations, and she said that resonated with me because when I went to this certain church, I felt that I was in Crete there myself, and that was a learning experience to me. I learned to be a pastor, and I learned so much from staying there, and that you helped me to understand that this is what I must go through, perhaps what I went through, she said. I'll be able to help somebody else who's going through.
Yeah, totally makes sense to me. That's for sure. Give us one of your best experiences when you just knew you nailed it, Michael. When you knew, wow, I've really reached these people. I feel good about this. And I'm sure you have a lot of those experiences, but give us one of them.
One of those is in Boston there, Easter Sunday morning. It was probably one of the highest moments in my ministry there, and I was delivering a message there of a life-changing walk, and it seems like the congregation resonated with me, and they felt, you know, that they were on this walk on the Emmaus Road, and that they were going through, they were discouraged, and as the story was unfolding there, they understood that, you know, Jesus comes along and helps us at those tough moments in our lives, and it seems like as I continued to develop and preach that sermon that morning, the congregation just seemed to just go along with me and understand they on this Emmaus walk with me. We like to go on the road together, walking, you know. And he came in the midst of all of us that morning and blessed us. And we should say, like the disciples did not, our hearts burn within us as he talked with us along the way. It was a rich experience. It was a high moment in my ministry that I've never experienced before. That was it then.
Well, thank you so much for taking us there. And you can find out more about Michael and, of course, this great journey. If you pick up a copy of A Royal Pulpit, you can get it on Amazon. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.